Good evening. So we're Ben Mechai now, as he continues to talk about the requirement of a person to have bitachon at the same time, requirement of a person to go to work. So he notes the following, and I always like to be careful when I teach anything, but certainly when I teach this, to tell you what he says and not to editorialize with what I think. But I'll tell you what he says, and then I'll also tell you what I think, but I'll make them separate so you see what I think. And maybe it's what he says, and maybe what I think is actually what he's saying also. But he says the following. He says, since we've now proven, or we've talked about already a lot, the fact that in the end of the day, a person's machshava, hashkafas hachaim, is, I have to go to work. Hashem says you can't just stay home and do nothing, expect money to fall in your mailbox. It's not going to happen. But at the same time, we're supposed to have bitachon that in the end of the day, the money that I get comes from the bonus shalom, not from the job. In the end of the day, it's coming from Hashem. So if that's a person needs to now choose a job, so this is probably a better conversation. It's a conversation I have all the time with like my students in yeshiva, for example, trying to decide what area of parnasa should I go into? What should I be choosing for myself? So, but it's true, I think, all along our lives as we make decisions, right, even about our professions. So he says, Yibon Shalom gave every person a different natural instinct, right? We're naturally inclined towards different things, right? It's a good thing he did, because otherwise everyone would be an accountant or everyone would be a doctor. So because he gave us natural inclinations towards certain areas, so certain people, this person wants to be an accountant, this person wants to be an actuary, this person's into science, this one person's, whatever it is, every person has different things they like. This person's going to be a rabbi, this person's going to be a teacher, into math. Whatever they're into, you're more drawn towards certain things, so then you're going to be more naturally interested in that type of parnasa. And Ben Machaya says that's how a person should choose their job. He says a person should recognize that Hashem has kind of given you a certain kovach in a certain direction, and you should choose the area of parnasa based on the area you find yourself inclined to. He gives a mashal to like different types of animals. He's like, for example, a cat is good at chasing a mouse. So this animal is good at chasing it. Right? That if a cat tried to, I don't know, catch a dog, it's not going to work. Right, so that's not good parnasa for the cat. So same thing for a human being. If I'm terrible at math, I shouldn't try to become an actuary. It's not going to work for me, right? So he says a person should go after the thing they're more naturally inclined towards, and they shouldn't say to themselves, "But if I do that, I won't make enough money." Why? Because Hashem provides your money. So that's basically what he says. So the challenge with what he says is, what if a person says, and I don't want to give an example because whatever example I'm going to give is going to be offensive to somebody, right? But like, all of us, right? If you have a child comes home to you and says, I want to be a, and dad says, Sonny, that's really nice. You want to be a whatever, but everyone knows you can't make any money doing that. Right? You need to make X amount of money to have to live a frum life. It's not going to work, right? So I don't know. I don't want to editorialize that Rabbi Mechai would agree that if the kid comes home and says, I want to do X job, and you literally, in the natural world, cannot make a parnasa. You can make $25,000 a year. It's not going to work for you. I'm not going to say Ben Mechai, I don't know. He seems to say, whatever it is, if that's your natural inclination, Hashem provides. Hashem, as long as you have bitachon. So I could argue that even Ben Mechai agrees that it has to be within the normal realm. Right? It has to be within that which is a reasonable choice. Right? And within the reasonable choices, things that a person can, what's reasonable? Whatever is normal. Right, but in every community, in every time, in every generation, what's a normal thing? It used to be a water carrier in the shtetl was a job. A water carrier today, you're not gonna make any money. Right, you open a water carrying job in the Jewish link, you're not gonna make any money. So that's not gonna work. So presumably, what it means is within what's normal. That's what I think. But the point is, and I think the point for us is that I think it's fascinating. Is that his point is that in the end of the day, the Rebbe Shem created all of us differently on purpose. And we don't have to say, I'll go against my natural inclination and do something that's not really for me because that's the only way to make a buck. And his answer is, not necessarily. If there's another area which is reasonable, if it's a reasonable choice, then maybe you're expected. He says you are expected to follow that which is reasonable for you. Why? Probably because you do a better job at it also. You're going to do it better because it's something that you're good at, something you're going to enjoy, etc. Then you will naturally be able to do it better. And then the parnasa will come, again, from the Bo Shalom, but in a way that's more noach. Because he talks about that a lot. You know, he tells that story about the chassid who went to a town, and he's very far away, and he tells this non-Jew, like, what you rely on ridiculous gods, right? And he says, well, what God do you follow? He goes, oh, I follow Ribono Shalom. And tell me about Ribono Shalom. Oh, Ribono Shalom, he can do anything he wants, and he can provide parnasa anywhere. And the guy's like, so why did you travel 10,000 miles to make a parnasa? And the guy says, you're right, I'm I'm a liar. You're right. I'm not being honest. Right? And he said from that point on, he never traveled far for his parnasa. But the point being that we have to, right? At the end of the day, our recognition is that it comes from Hashem. And so we do reasonable. We do what's normal. We do what's reasonable. But we don't have to go to lengths that are unreasonable or things that are so against our nature in order to find parnasa. That we're expected to do what's reasonable, what's natural, what's normal. And when we do so, and we're able to find a parnasa, and he says, by the way, and I think it's important to note, he says, and if you do that, no matter whether you make money or not, or if it goes well, doesn't go well, the fact that you're being mishtadlet to do so itself is a mitzvah, he says. You get tzchar for that. He says, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu told Adam HaRishon that La'av Dela Shomer, he was putting on Eden to work, to do a certain amount of work. And by doing that, that itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks of us, and no matter what you get from it, there's a schar that comes from putting in that hishtadlus also, which I think is very important. So the bottom line is, he says, every person should follow their natural inclination, I would say, and I think he probably means the same thing, within reasonable limits. And when we do so, and we recognize that at the end of the day, our money comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from the job, so then we are doing both our proper hishtadlus and also having our proper level of bitachon.